services for hundreds of thousands of people. Electrical power shortages and the damage to the Gaza Ministry of Health hinder healthcare provision at dozens of centers throughout Gaza, he said. The Zionist regime's destruction of civilian infrastructure was also noted by Kenneth Rudd, executive director of Human Rights Watch, which issued a landmark report last month accusing the Zionist regime of the crime of apartheid. The UN World Food Programme also warned recently that the Israeli regime's onslaught has caused the number of Gazans suffering from hunger to spike by an estimated 160,000. According to Locock, two critical issues must be addressed in order to respond effectively to the unfolding humanitarian catastrophe. First, he said, we need adequate funding to enable a speedy response. The UN official urged donors to accelerate their contributions to the Occupied Palestinian Territory Humanitarian Fund without delay. According to Locock, UN Humanitarian Coordinator Lynn Hastings hopes to raise $14 million to meet immediate needs, after which UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is expected to request additional funding. Second, Locock added, access is paramount. Without this, the humanitarian community is unable to respond to the extent needed. The crossings with Gaza need to be opened and to remain as such for the entrance of essential and humanitarian supplies, including fuel for basic services and supplies to curb the spread of COVID-19, the UN official stressed. Opening the crossings will also ensure the exit of patients who need life-saving treatment and the entry of special surgical emergency teams to tend to the wounded. According to reports, 15 Palestinian nuclear and extended families lost at least three, and in general, more of their members in the Israeli regime shelling of the Gaza Strip during the week from May 10th. Parents and children, babies, grandparents, siblings, and nephews and nieces died together when the Zionist regime bombed their homes, which collapsed over them. Insofar as is known, no advance warning was given so that they could evacuate the targeted houses.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars from IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints, an analysis on the thoughts and the speeches of the Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. I'm Atan, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers, Brother Ali Alevian and Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, two Islamic scholars from the Islamic House of Qom. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome, brother. And Brother Ali, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting me here.
On different occasions, Supreme Leader of Iran refers to a very important concept, the consequences of which is ruling the world today, and that is the separation of religion and politics, or it's better to say the separation of religion from the government and the authorities and the states in the world. It means that the people who are running the countries put religion aside and the religious beliefs aside and are only concerned with the materialistic world that the people are living in. This is sometimes referred to as secularism in the world, or in French language, they say laicize or laiste. It means that they are changing the religion into, we can say, they are in fact removing the religious beliefs from the materialistic world and changing it into something very much for the lay people and the public people. First of all, let's define this secularism, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, for us, and then we will get to the consequences of this type of thinking for the believing countries, I mean like the Muslim lands.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you just defined it in your statement, that unlike being... Like secularism is a state in which the religion is unrelated to the other sciences. This is one of the definitions.
Okay.
Or it is unrelated to the politics, especially because generally the governments, when they are talking about the secularism, they refer to this term because they are the people of the politics. They are running the countries, and therefore they are separating that from the religious beliefs that we have generally. And this is what secularism itself, it's the general definition. But there are some people who say that it's keeping everything separate, it's not the bringing out the politics out of religion.
Mm-hmm.
That is another field, and this is another field. They're two different fields.
Okay.
And they never were merged. And the religious people, when they came to the power, obviously they have to do politics. That's why they were using the same tools.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're coming to separate that again, to say you need to basically decide or make decisions, if you're religious, on your religious basis, and whenever it is about politics, according to the principles of the politics, you need to do that, regardless of thinking about the merging the religion into it. So this is the general definition that we have. Also, the Supreme Leader, when we look at his statements about the secularism, he also defines that the secularism is it's a knowledge which is separate from the religion, which separates religion from all the other aspects of the, life.
That's right.
And he basically remembers, or he basically describes the knowledge of secularism as the knowledge of imposing things, or the knowledge of destruction. This is what he refers to.
That's right.
Why he refers to this definition, there is a reason. The reason is, for example, when we look at the Islamic text, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتِيُوا اللَّهُ وَعَتِيُوا الرَّسُولُ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ.
Mm-hmm.
Obey Allah and the Prophet and the Ulil Amr, which are the people of command.
That's right.
They are the religious. They are the ones who have the taqwa. In the Quran, when we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gave kingdom, He gave kingdom to Suleiman, alayhi salam.
Yes.
The Prophet Suleiman, and then Prophet David, Prophet Dawood.
Yes.
Now, these people were not a secular people. They were purely religious, who were the representative of God.
Yes.
And who had the fear of God.
Yes.
And in the meantime, they were obviously managing. On top of that, we see that in the...
But at the same time, they are the last prophets who will get to paradise. It's Jannah, isn't it? At the end of the line.
And no, we have examples, other examples. The first person who enters the Jannah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had the government, Islamic government in the Medina. Uh-huh. And he was the politician and the prophet and the perfect human being, obviously.
Tradesman.
Yeah. So basically, when we look at the Islamic text, in the Quranic text, we see this kind of people, like the most pious, the most perfect people, being the politicians and the leader mm-hmm. at the same time. Because in Islam, we have the discussion of leader, not the representative of public who comes with the voting.
That's right.
Or to whom they're going to vote.
Okay.
It's the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon yes. us, the yes. one who's been chosen by Allah, and he's been sent for our guidance.
That's right.
And even the successors of the prophet must be someone who's been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsin. I'll get back to you about the working of secularism in today's world. But Brother Ali, some people say that secularism has been successful in answering the materialistic needs of the people in today's world. And this separation of the politics from religion or religion from any side of the country has worked.
Yeah.
For some countries around the world. Is it true?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Sorry, some of these things are not my opinion.
No,
okay?
I know.
These
you
are
just
the questions
yeah, yeah.
that I have to put myself in the place of
right,
an
yeah.
unbelieving person.
You're
go
right,
on.
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, I'd like to actually define the map of our discussion here to see where we are, and then, inshallah, I'll get back to your question, which is a right question to be talked about. Actually, the leader of the Islamic Ummah, because in these shows actually are actually interpretation of what the leader of Islamic Ummah has said in this regard. The leader of the Islamic Ummah, Ayatollah Khamenei, hafizahullah, actually defined secularism as one of the elements of the nature of the hegemonic and domination power. He mentioned three main factors, and first was materialism that was discussed earlier. Today, we are, inshallah, we will be talking about secularism, and later on, inshallah, about the lack of justice in this system of domination and in hegemonic system, which is going to lead the world. Secularism, actually, as they say, rightly defined, means that separation of religion from state. This is mostly what it means, but it has too many other, actually, delicacies and, let's say, intricacies that I don't want to dive into those aspects of it. But referring to your question, which actually was representation of some ideas of people that they say that it worked, we can talk to and we can reply to these respected people and those who claim and the respected claimers. Let's see the outcome of it. Let's see what it has as the fruit of it. Look, a knowledge, a science which has been seceded from religion and does not commit itself to anything, to any religion, what is the outcome of it? Isn't the outcome of it, for example, destruction of generations, destruction of, production, and then the result of it is, again, atomic bomb and other facts that we have seen and we see. And we have seen already, and we see even in our today's life. So if these are the outcome, then what is the aspect of its success here? So when a person believes that, for example, this separation of knowledge, separation of religion and the state actually was fruitful to people...
I think you're oversimplifying, Brother Ali, because secularism in the Western world had roots in the 18th century, some of the bad behaviors
sure.
of the church and the bishop over there and the bias, you know, look that they had toward the science. Okay?
That's good, bro. In case you have a bad history, a bad memory of what legacy. Secularism or this term actually has put over you, so it does not it does not require you to, for example, separate religion from a state. Mm-hmm. In case, for example, a church was working even more powerful than a government.
Okay.
So it means that it was not working properly. So we have to actually solve the problem. We have to see what the problem was and then go to solve it. So we cannot have a government in an Islamic worldview which is which lacks religion. So a government which lacks religion is indifferent toward what has happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So they definitely would be even supporting the person who committed that. So when you are, for example, destroying the generations of people in different parts of the world, namely in Africa, and you are silent, and you are backing and defending this idea, so it means that this kind of government is okay within your worldview. So we are talking about believing people, the people of faith, that they actually want to say that a religion should be intermingled with the government and the state, and the decisions of which, like whatever we have seen in the history of Islam and the leadership of the Prophet of Islam, in the sample that he presented to us and he brought to us in city-state of Medina, he, at the same time that was the Islamic leader and Muslim and religious leader of the Ummah, he was at the same time political leader of the world, political leader of the Islam world. So actually he brilliantly intermingled these two together. So we believe that separation of religion and state has never reached to a good and beautiful fruit.
And this is not Said Mohsen Naqvi, a new phenomena. I think during the history from older times, even during the lifetime of the prophets that were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there has always been a secularistic look at the world. The people who were concerned with the materialistic world, we could see Nimrud, we could see Pharaoh, Ramesses, I don't know, 5-4 or something like that at the time of Moses. And we could see different kings of their times who had, I think, this secularistic look at the world around themselves. But, you know, the message of Allah and the message of God was sent by the prophets to the people and then the infallible imams to change their life into a kind of a spiritual lifestyle. But nowadays, in the 21st century, the people are getting their religious beliefs from the representatives of those great saints of Allah, the work is very much difficult. Because these role models have to be themselves as pure as possible, so that when they are talking about religion and religious states and religious system of governance over a society, it could be believed by the people. If it is not believed, then the people easily are trapped by the secularistic look at the world, by the materialistic look at the world, and they simply say that religion must be separated from politics, isn't it?
That's true. And obviously, these people, they were throughout the history,
yes,
as you just mentioned. I just want to mention a verse from the Quran about these secular people, like how...
We have.
Yes,
okay,
we have in the Quran. Chapter number 2, chapter Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 205. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, like, whenever they come to power, what they do? وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ. Allah says that whenever they come to power or they get the government in their hands, they turn away or they get the government in their hands, they strive to spread the corruption in the earth.
Yes.
وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ. Now, this is interesting. What they do is they destroy the crops. One nasla and people. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-fasad. Allah do not likes the corruption. Look at the secular system, this modernism, this you know, the industrial, we can say, like, development.
Yes.
It's changing the zara'a, which is hars, for example,
yes.
the agriculture.
Yes.
How damage has it given to the
earth,
basically
to
the
soil,
earth. Yes.
Earth, yes.
To the soil.
Soil
to
is
the
becoming weaker.
Because in
weaker,
agriculture,
yes.
we talk
yeah.
about the water,
yeah.
soil, the farming
yeah.
lands, the
pesticides,
the natural scenes,
pesticides, okay.
So all these things
yes.
are amongst the hars, the agriculture.
Yes.
How much damage do we have seen in it?
Mm.
How much people are killed, for example, in Yemen, in Palestine, in Africa, as brother has just mentioned about the in the world wars,
mm-hmm.
because of which? Because of this secular thought.
Okay.
This secular thought, because it is only focused, because it only focused this world, and the main aim is to get power in this world, to have all politics which is related to this world and to manage the country in this world by the time the person is
alive. Yes.
And it changes time to time. Like
okay.
if a person becomes a president, he has its own policies, the next president has its own policies.
Mm-hmm.
So it changes all the time. There is no, you know, unification. There is no, you know, sequential, we can say, like, and they're not unified. Whereas in Allah's, you know, planning that we see, where Allah says, Allah is the guardian. And, you know, when we talk about the Islamic teachings, why we do not separate politics is because the main authority is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything which is in the heavens and the earth is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
He is the Malik, he is the master.
Okay.
And
but it does not mean to neglect the materialistic world, is it?
We are not neglecting.
Okay.
We say He owns everything.
Because sometimes, you know, in the extremist look at the world, some of these religious people live the world having a solitary life in the caves.
That's something else. That's
it.
We are against Sufism. Let me make this clear.
Okay.
Like, the Sufis are the ones who just go to jungle and they do not think about this world.
Okay.
And they leave the material world. No, everything is within this material. If this was the case, that the material world, we should not look at it, then Allah wouldn't send his prophets into these people.
Mm-hmm.
Or the infallible imams or the prophets, they wouldn't live amongst the people. Rather, they were like going to the jungles, like the monks and the, you
yeah.
know, we
or
have
these na'amat that are around
yes.
us, okay.
These
yes.
are all the blessings. These are the
yes.
tools to reach to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
These are the means or tools through which we can reach to perfection. Allah has made us a social, you can say, like human being.
Yes.
We need to socialize among the people. That's why he has, like, he has it, like, we have created you from, like, from the male and female. We have made tribes for you.
Zakar wal-unsa.
Yes,
that's
we have
right.
made tribes for you. There are the kids. You know, Quran talks about the rights of the parents, the kids, neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, up to 40 neighbors you need to be. Like you should know about your neighbors as well.
Oh,
like if anyone is
today is well difficult, man.
Yeah, this is the secular system. You know,
yeah.
secular system says like you have to do everything. Like you have your own like
life,
you can say, like life, and the other's life has nothing to do with you.
But with us, but with the government,
with us.
Okay.
It's like every single. That's why
yes.
you know if someone sees a crime, they say like it's.
It's not upon
it's
me.
Not,
okay,
it's not a deal.
Let's
for
call
us,
911.
Yeah,
okay.
And let's run away.
Yeah, let's
yeah.
run away.
They do not stop the person from committing a
doing
sin
crime,
or like
yes.
doing oppressing another one.
Yeah,
the other person. So basically, these things, these are you know the way we've seen like the policeman in the America, like he
George Floyd.
Yeah, how
yeah.
he killed George Floyd. George Floyd. Yeah, and how people are just making videos. And today, like in this
yeah.
world. The secular system teaches you to make a video, upload it on Instagram or I don't
okay.
know, get likes and all those things. Or maybe you're the first person who have like.
But
filmed.
The problem is not uprooted. I mean, the problem is not solved. I mean, you know, this is what I want to say. I mean, this secularism will get into lack of the justice in today's world. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen Nawi, Brother Ali Alavian. Thank you much for your presence in the program Viewpoints. An analysis on the thoughts and the speeches of the Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Follow our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio, also our website, parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam Radio. You can also check out our posts and some of our live broadcasts on Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Oh.
food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and here is a wonderful prescription for your health by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Eating 21 red raisins every day before breakfast saves from all diseases except death.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. This is the Heart of Life Pounding. IRIB English Radio.
A French artist has placed the Eiffel Tower on a cliff using optical illusion on the famous landmark. In his work, street artist J.R. has removed the River Seine or Seine with an imaginary street that would go from the Trocadero to the Eiffel Tower. This work is a collage of several layers of paper which are not to last long due to the rain and the crowd that will walk on it. According to the artist's post on Instagram, the idea is to find a place perfectly reproducing the Eiffel Tower and have fun taking pictures by the imaginary cliff or jumping over the gaping chasm. In Thailand, three sniffer dogs have joined the fight against the third wave of the pandemic in the country. The canines sniff hundreds of sweat samples per day to detect COVID patients who display no symptoms. The samples are from local medical volunteers as well as bedridden patients who are not able to show up at testing centers. Thailand's Social Development and Human Security Ministry is in charge of collecting the samples and delivering them to a university in Bangkok where the dogs operate. So researchers say the dogs can detect a volatile compound secreted in the sweat of COVID-infected people.
The distinctive scent is what would appear after there's an infection. Different kinds of viruses will produce different kinds of scents, therefore they contain different smells. The canines are very sensitive towards scents excreted from human body, and they have better sense by hundreds of millions of times better than us humans, without even having to come into close contact with the virus.
Researchers say the dogs have a success rate of over 90% in detecting asymptomatic COVID patients. They say the canines have gone through thousands of samples since early May. Robots probably will never replace humans, but you must be worried they might steal your job in the future. A cook robot in Spain has risen to fame because of its ability to prepare paella, one of the world's most renowned national dishes. This robot is made up of an electronically controlled stove and a mechanical arm. It can put the already fried ingredients into the pan, add rice to it, and then stir it before pouring in the fish stock. The robot can prepare one paella at a time. However, all the ingredients have to be prepared and measured in advance. The Spanish company behind this product is trying to expand the robot's functionality.
They are designing what we have named Gastro Robot Menu, a robot gastronomic experience. Five chefs from the Basque Culinary Center are developing a five-course menu, so eventually we would take a seat in front of the robot and taste five courses designed by five important chefs.
Enrique says the product has already provoked interest outside Spain. He says some amusement parks and resorts in Japan already have their own paella robots. Paella masters believe the machine is a useful tool for chefs because they can cook many paellas at the same time. As the world continues to battle COVID-19, people are finding traditional and modern ways of remembering those who have lost their lives due to the pandemic. A public library in the U.S. is commemorating the victims with an origami project. The Greenpoint Public Library in Brooklyn, New York City, has collected 1,000 origami pieces since April. Inspired by the ancient Japanese legend that 1,000 paper cranes can bring well wishes or healing, the library aims to promote hope and a sense of solidarity. The delicate handmade cranes, many of them from recycled paper, are now on display in the library's lobby. The staff hopes that each and every crane brings hope to the community.
We made this for the COVID Remembrance Day event, month-long event. Crane, in many cultures, especially in Asian culture, it symbolizes peace, love, recovery, and hope. And especially in Japanese culture, Senbozuru, 1,000 paper crane, is really significant. They believe that if one holds 1,000 paper crane, one's wishes come true.
The library has also asked people to come by and drop off their homemade origami as a memorial to the COVID-19 victims. It plans to keep up the display until at least the end of the summer. What was once an underground movement is now all the buzz. After a 17-year hiatus, billions of red-eyed cicadas are crawling their way above ground in the United States. These cicadas are known as brood eggs, and they are beginning to emerge from the depth of the earth in a dramatic fashion. These birds have been sighted in 15 eastern states of America. They are around 4 centimeters in length with unforgettable bright red eyes and iridescent wings. Experts say these insects don't hibernate. In fact, they grow slowly underground for 17 years before they emerge to mate.
There are several misconceptions about periodical cicadas. One is that they're locusts. They're not locusts. Locusts are grasshoppers. Cicadas are much more closely related to aphids. There's another misconception that cicadas are harmful. Cicadas are not harmful. They don't bite. They don't sting. They're not going to harm you or your pet, so you don't have to fear the cicada.
Michael says cicadas tend to thrive on the edges of sunlit forests where it's warmer. They live above ground as adults for about 3 weeks, long enough to reproduce before dying. They lay eggs inside young tree branches, which hatch a few weeks later to restart the cycle. This year's cicada class will bore into the ground and won't emerge until 2038.
The Light is a short bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Peruvian zoo has showed off two baby crocodiles that were born through artificial insemination. The zoo in Lima celebrated their birth 3 months ago. Zookeepers say the two crocs are in good health. The American crocodiles now weigh around 70 grams each and measure 26 centimeters in length. However, it's too early to determine the gender of the newborns. American crocodile is in danger of extinction due to pollution and habitat loss.
A French musician has come up with an innovative idea to end his pandemic hiatus, performing on top of a mountain in Swiss Alps. Tiho performed on a platform at an altitude of 3,000 meters. The 30-year-old artist braved sub-zero temperatures in April to perform. He also had to overcome his fear of heights. Tiho has not performed in public for more than a year due to COVID-19 restrictions. He says the lockdown offers him a good chance to become more creative.
I feel like I had a lot of creativity during this period because I was stuck in the studio and a lot of time to make music. So usually when I perform gigs and I don't have so much time to spend in studio. So today, during these days, it's like better.
A music production company organized the show. The small platform was taken up to the resort by helicopter. It took 4 hours to install the setting.
The Chinese version of the Titanic has been created to keep alive memories of the ship over a century after its ill-fated maiden voyage. The full-scale replica will soon be open to the public. It's part of a theme park in Sichuan Province, southwest China. The construction work started 6 years ago, involving over 100 workers. Around 23,000 tons of steel has been used to build a ship, which is 260 meters long. Designers hope that it will attract up to 5 million visitors a year.
This ship is located in the west part of China. It will attract tourists from the world. We estimate that the number of visitors will be between 2 million to 5 million in a year. This tourist volume should guarantee the return of our investment.
Everything in the duplication, from its cabins to the doorknobs, is identical to the original Titanic. Spending one night on the five-star ship costs around $150. The original luxury vessel sank in April 1912 after hitting an iceberg. Over 1,500 people died in the accident.
Animals living in the Paris Zoological Park will soon be able to see visitors again after months of just interacting with zookeepers due to COVID-19 restrictions. The zoo is preparing to reopen next week with limited numbers of visitors and obligatory health protocols. During the shutdown, the park welcomed over 60 new babies, including baboons, penguins, and flamingos. Experts believe the reopening will reawaken animals' curiosity.
Seeing public again will reawaken the animals' curiosity. They also look at the visitors. Some are very interested. You'll see the seals when they're with small children. It's part of enriching their environment to see a little bit of people, of diversity. So it's good for everyone.
The park, which temporarily closed last October, houses 2,500 animals of 234 species. France is now easing its COVID-19 restrictions and plans to reopen museums, zoos, shops, and cinemas on May the 19th.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. In the name of Allah, the Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. You're listening to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us under the topic of Palestine. Today, Sunday, is the 11th of Shawwal, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Khordad, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of May, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Ma'idah from the Holy Quran, verse 21. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم ولا ترتدوا على أدباركم فتنقلبوا خاسرين.
O my people, enter the holy land which Allah has assigned to you, and do not turn back from fighting in Allah's cause, and thus become losers.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, the Quran states the process of the arrival of the children of Israel into the Holy Land as follows. Moses told his people to arrive the Holy Land, which Allah had assigned for them. And as for that arrival, they should not be afraid of its difficulties. They were enjoined not to refrain from any self-sacrifice, because had they turned on their backs, they would have been of the losers.
سنأتي ببأس لأهل الخنا ونشفي الصدور بوأد الضلال ونشفي الصدور بوأد الضلال.
سنأتي إليك نشد الرحال ويعلو الأذان أذان بلال. سنأتي ببأس لأهل الخنا ونشفي الصدور بوأد الضلال ونشفي الصدور بوأد الضلال.
The catastrophe facing the Palestinian people is the defining global justice issue of our time. Governments around the world, including the US government, have enabled Israel to carry out this oppression. Israel's oppressive rule over the Palestinian people relies on the support of countries and companies which back Israel through diplomatic support, trade, and investment. U.S.-based companies sell weapons and military technology to Israel, which it uses against the Palestinian people. While the U.S. government does nothing to hold Israel to account, Israel continues to defend its rule. We support the Palestinian people's struggle for justice and their call for people of conscience to join boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaigns to stop business and governments from lending support to oppression and to pressure the Israel government to respect Palestinians' rights and comply with international law. Dr. Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. Why is Palestine so important for Muslims? The Prophet Moses went over there. First he went to Egypt and again from Egypt, he migrated back to Palestine. Okay, and we find that in Egypt, the Pharaoh was over there, and Pharaoh was such a person, such a tyrant, that imposed all sorts of oppressions on Moses and other people who were true believers of Moses. And because of this, at the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Moses, together with his followers, moved back from Egypt to Palestine. At the same time, we find that it was in Jerusalem that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly spoke with his prophet Moses. And because of this, the prophet Moses was later on referred to as Kalim Allah, that is the interlocutor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Moses, such prophets as David and Solomon were over there, I mean in Palestine, and they built very large sanctuaries and sacred places for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Islamic literature and Islamic sources, it's indicated that the prophet David, the personality who initiated, repairing reconstructing the city of Jerusalem and the great worshipping place, that is the central mosque, Masjid al-Aqsa, or the great mosque of the city of Jerusalem over there. Although David, tried a lot to reconstruct the whole mosque and by the same token to reconstruct the whole city, he wasn't successful to do it, completely on himself, by himself. Rather, David recommended his son Solomon, who was a great king at the same time, to continue it.
I will not fall, but I'm forgotten. I'm standing tall, I feel abandoned. Stand elevated, blessed by the prophets, led by the greatest, and peace it was promised. Can you hear my cry? Can you feel my hurt? One day the sun will rise over this land of love.
Muslims have the upper hand in the issue of Palestine. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. You are with, and we're speaking about the issue of Palestine. The issue of Palestine is the primary issue of the world of Islam. Fortunately, on the issue of Palestine, Muslims have gradually gained the upper hand. You should take a look at the events of the 50-day war in Gaza and see how a limited number of Palestinians who did not have powerful weapons, enough resources and means of communication, managed to defeat the Zionist regime, which is the symbol of Western power in the region. Notice how they managed to impose their requests upon them and how they frustrated their effort to attack Gaza. This shows that we are strong on the inside. We have many capabilities. We can challenge every enemy, and we can defend ourselves. We should not underestimate our power. The power of Islam, the power of Holy Quran, the power of faith, and the power of the Islamic Ummah is a great power. This power should not be underestimated because it can resist oppression. We do not intend to dominate the world. Rather, we intend to condemn and resist the oppression of arrogant governments that bully Muslim nations. We intend to resist oppression, and we can.
أدعو إلهي احميها يا رب.
Now, ways to support Palestinians. Donate. Dear friend, along with being subjected to state and settler violence on a daily basis, many Palestinian people are suffering from dire economic situation. The Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands means that many people do not have any employment and are living in poverty. For people who are able to donate money to the various organizations working in Palestine to assist them with basic resources, this will help to assist the people of Palestine. The objective meaning of the Quranic phrase, the Holy Land, is either the whole region of ancient Syria, Jordan, Palestine, or Jerusalem.
A while back we heard about the green light that was given to the Israeli government by countries that are considered leaders in the Muslim world. And truly it wasn't, I'd say it wasn't very shocking, surprising maybe, but not very shocking. And these secret conversations that culminated in this announcement and now this policy and this green light of oppression. We read in chapter number 58, verse number 7, Surah Al-Mujadala, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do you not know that God knows everything that's in the heaven and in the earth? مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. Do you not know that there is never three people that converse in private without God being the fourth? And there are never four people that converse in private without God being the fifth. And there are never five people that converse in private without God being the sixth. So whatever the plans are that take place in secret behind closed doors, eventually it is going to be exposed. Eventually it's going to be exposed. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And indeed, he will inform them on the day of resurrection of what they did. So, at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, God is watching. The oppression that's taking place, the violence. You know, it's easy for us to become anxious and to think that, where is God in all of this? Where is the justice in all of this? When is the perpetration of violence going to stop? And sometimes we think to ourselves, you know, we're tired of hearing about the oppression. Well, as tired as we are of hearing about the oppression, it's nothing like being in it. You know, we have the privilege of going to bed every night knowing that, for the most part, knowing that we're going to wake up, that our houses aren't going to get bombed by a drone or an F-16 or something like that. That our children are going to come back home safe.
Inshallah, we continue this topic till another episode of today's special, Fi Amanillah.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.